Yes, yes, you're listening to Vosto Sound Explorations live. It's 4:46 p.m. in my country. It's 6 over in America. And I'm playing a track from 1988. It says Cold Wave on the genre. No idea what it is. I mean, I know about Dark Wave. It says Cold Wave on this one. Can figure out the mystery together. See, now I have to stay away from the microphone. Stay away. Figure it out. I guess. I have here Dark Wave and Cold Wave. One emerged in the, I mean, both of them emerged in the 70s and 80s. But here's the thing, you know, I grew up mostly with disco music from like the mainstream discos, you know, like Italian disco, German disco, and rock music, of course. So I had no idea about this kind of darker side of the 80s, you know. I mean, everyone knows The Cure, you know, The Cure is kind of, The Cure, Depeche Mode is influenced by that darker scene. But it seems like there are more bands about that kind of vibe, you know, or the different shades of that vibe. Dark Wave, 1970s, 80s, primarily in Europe, is darker, more atmospheric, offshoot of new wave and post-punk, combines moody, melancholic, and often romantic or gothic elements with electronic and synth-driven sounds. It emphasizes lush, atmospheric textures, introspective lyrics, and a brooding aesthetic. See, that's why I see myself creating this style, but with some modern synthesizer stuff, you know, because all this stuff is more minimal. So Darkwave draws from gothic rock, new wave, and synth pop, and then it goes to say that with bands like Depeche Mode and The Cure influencing its development. But then there's Dead Can Dance, Clan of Cymox, other examples of bands in Darkwave. Ethereal, emotional, sometimes mystical, with a focus on creating an immersive cinematic soundscape. See, that's exactly what I did. I didn't even know I was Darkwave. And then Coldwave also originated in the 70s and 80s in France and Belgium as a minimalist dark variant of post-punk and new wave. Characterized by cold, mechanical, and raw electronic sounds, often with repetitive bass lines, sparse instrumentation, and detached or nihilistic vocals, it leans heavily on early synth and drum machine technology. Strongly tied to post-punk, early industrial, and minimal wave with a rawer edge than Darkwave, so it has a bit more industrial stuff in it there. Influenced by bands like Joy Division and early Kraftwerk. And examples are Asylum Party, Trisomy 21, I just played Asylum Party earlier, early Depeche Mode in their darker moments, it says here. Vibe is bleak, austere, and emotionally distant, evoking a sense of alienation or desolation. Perfect for the wasteland. Darkwave is emotional, romantic, and atmospheric, while Coldwave is colder, more detached, and wastelandy, I guess. Darkwave tends to have richer, more layered production, while Coldwave embraces a raw, lo-fi or mechanical sound. Darkwave is associated with broader gothic subculture, while Coldwave is tied to European post-punk scenes, especially in France. Yeah. Both genres share dark, moody aesthetic and often overlap, but Coldwave is generally more stripped down and stark, while Darkwave is more lush and emotive. See, I like both of these styles, and I have them as an influence in my upcoming material, which I will show you. I will show you right now the upcoming Vosto material. So, by the way, this track you are hearing is from the 80s. so you know, the thing is, I really like these weird-ass voices, you know? I think this is a style of music where you can get away with having a weird voice. You know, listen to him. He sounds almost like a retard. Which is exactly how I sound like. The only thing is to sound like a weird person, but still be in tune, because if you would sound off tune, that would be really stupid. So I think I can create style of music inspired from this 80s goth stuff, but also with video gamey solos and a bit of cyberpunk in there. So let me show you this track I made.
Shadow.